On Monday and Tuesday of this week, Ballinrobe Race Committee will hold a two-day meeting. On Friday last, I went along to Ballinrobe, where I was taken on a tour of the course by committee member Jimmy Tierney, who joins me now from his home in Ballinrobe. Jimmy, you're very welcome to Community Radio Castlebar.
Thank you very much, James.
Pleasure to have you along, indeed, to talk about this great race course.
Yes.
And, Jimmy, people might be under the impression that Ballinrobe races are an event born, shall we say, in our lifetime.
Well, I suppose I'd have to forgive some of them for thinking that it was born when we started to rebuild our stand and improve our facilities 2 years ago. But, of course, the facts of the matter are that, like several locations, racing in one form or another goes back, you know, into probably prehistory. Having said that, racing, as we know it, is a very organised sport, and there are very strict rules and regulations that apply to it. So racing in that form also goes back quite a number of centuries in Ballinrobe. It goes back further than we can find any records for, but we have very clear records going back to 1773, which is 225 years ago, a long time. And interestingly, nowadays the organisation described as the regulatory body for the racing industry is the Turf Club. And in 1773, I've seen in correspondence that the regulatory body was described then as the King's Plate Articles at the Curragh. The King's Plate Articles at the Curragh. Rather strange, long-winded name for the regulatory body for racing. So Ballinrobe racing in a structured way and in a professionally organised way goes back to 1773. Staggering. And in fact, we have a document which one of our committee found, which was a document that notified or advertised, or whatever the term they used in 1773, I don't know, described anyway the event coming up, which is sort of, I suppose, the nearest thing we can get to it now is our two-day on Monday and Tuesday. But then it was 5 days of racing, five consecutive days. And in the middle of it all, there was two days, and then a free day, and then three more days racing. But the third day was for a hurling match.
Right.
In 1773.
Rather a peculiar insert.
Exactly. And it says in the thing that this hurling match would take place on that day. And it uses not Middle English, but halfway between Middle English and Modern English. It says, teams will consist of 25 hurls of a side. So it was obviously a 25-man game then, as opposed to a 15-man game.
Right.
And the